Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Going all the way up until 7 o'clock. No Red Sox baseball tonight. Sox taking on the Yankees tomorrow in a big four-game weekend set. You know, we talk about baseball. One of the things I've always admired about baseball, in addition to the fact that I played it, is just the struggle that it takes for players to get to the major leagues. And we talk a lot about guys riding buses and guys in cheap hotels, guys not making a lot of money, guys living with host families, and it's amazing just the grind that baseball players go through. But that grind is also prevalent in other professions as well. We're going to tell you one of those stories now. In studio, special guest right here on Champlain Valley Game Night is Carmen Legala. She is a Vermont native from Montpelier, also a former UVM track and field standout, and now also a stand-up comedian who was just recently on the Colbert Show. Carmen, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
You've been doing stand-up comedy for about 8 years now, it looks like. And you just got on the Colbert Show a couple of weeks ago. What was it like for you, the grind of getting to that point? You always hear, you know, musicians talk about, oh, I performed it at these places where there were dingy bars and one person was there and no one was even paying attention. What's the grind like for you in the comedy circuit?
That's accurate. So accurate. Yeah. It's a lot of terrible hotel rooms. It's a lot of second and third jobs that you have. It's a lot of terrible audiences and terrible basements. And that's every night. And you just do it for the love of the game of comedy, in this case.
It's unbelievable. So I went and listened to your Colbert set, and you had a lot of funny stuff. You talked about your dad. You poked fun at your family a little bit. You talked about your boyfriend, poked fun at him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is that where you draw a lot of your inspiration from, just your own personal experiences? Or do you take outside stuff that you've seen, or what kind of comic would you describe yourself as?
A little bit of everything, okay. I would say. And I like to play around with different styles of punchlines. You know, sometimes they'll do a misdirect, and sometimes they'll just tell a story. And yeah, definitely from family life. I really like dark material, but that doesn't play on TV. They don't let you do that.
Does that play in the dingy clubs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it plays well in New York City, where everyone's pretty sad.
Yeah. Now, you're based in New York City now, but again, I said you're from Montpelier. You're performing tonight. You're going to be at the Vermont Comedy Club downtown. 8:30 is the show. What does it mean for you to come back home and do a set?
Oh, I love coming back home. It feels so comfortable here. And it's a supportive community where I came up. I just love being back. And I can just feel myself relax as soon as I get onto I-89 because there's trees.
Now, I always ask local athletes this. When athletes who have done big things that are from this area, when they come back, I always ask them, what does it mean for you to represent Vermont? Because we don't see a lot of athletes representing Vermont on the national or international stage. Are there a lot of comedians from Vermont making it to the Colbert Show, or are you one of a rare breed also?
I don't think there are a lot. There are some comedians who have spent time living here who are successful, but there's two, three of us.
So what does it mean for you? I'll ask you the question. Yeah. What does it mean for you to represent Vermont on the big stage?
Oh, I love it. But Vermont's very small, so there's not a lot of competition. So I get to be like, oh, yeah, look at me. But, you know, California, meanwhile, has 400.
Carmen Legala, she's with us in studio, Champlain Valley Game Night. Comedian, just performed on the Colbert Show back on July 19th. Also performing tonight at the Vermont Comedy Club. So you're joining us here just a few hours before your set. We appreciate you making the time for us. Did you always know you were funny, or did you just kind of stumble onto it and find out, I'm pretty funny?
I've actually always been very quiet.
Really?
Don't really talk a lot in classes or anything. I had to go get extra credit by talking to the teacher after class because I wouldn't raise my hand.
It's weird how that works, right? See, I talked all the time through class, and I was always punished and had to come sit in the front of the class. So everyone's like, oh, it's pretty fitting. You got a career where you talk for a living because that's all you've done your whole life is just talk. You are apparently quiet, and then just what, once the lights come on, that's when you start talking? Is that just how it goes?
Yeah, I still get nervous even after 8 years. I don't know. I don't know why. It just took me 8 years to try something scary and keep trying it. And
how did the Colbert appearance come about? Because, hopefully when we look back 30 years from now, we say, okay, what was Carmen Legala's big break? That's going to be the big break. How did that come about?
It was completely just the weird story. I was in a bar doing one of those shows that you talk about where it's like, okay, there are eight people here. It's going to be bad. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go up first, take bullet for the show. And I didn't know she was there. The booker was there for somebody else helping them with their Kerber set. And she liked me. And then we went back and forth with chatting and videos. And then at some point, I was on TV, like 7 months later. It takes a very long time. 7 months is like one of the shorter periods of time.
Now, do you I'm going to date myself a little bit, but Seinfeld's my favorite show of all time, and Jerry was a comedian, so I feel like I'm pretty in tune with the comedian world here. Do you perform a whole new set for the Colbert Show, or do you just, you know, are you taking a collection of your best stuff and putting it all into one? How does that set come about?
Okay, I think my process was probably different than almost anybody else's.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have jokes that they've already written and figured out, but this was, she asked, the train joke I wrote, it was 2 weeks old when she saw it. That's unusual. I was about to ditch it, throw it away forever. I hated it. And she's like, hey, I want that one on air. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll just write a joke for TV in the next 7 months.
Wow.
So that's the product of that. My dad joke is an old joke, mostly. I added new lines the week before because I was so... You get so sick of the set, you run it over and over and over and over again. It's so boring.
Yeah, we hear musicians talk about, you know, I hate to label bands like this, but bands who are one-hit wonders, they get very, very sick of playing that one hit. It's the one that all the fans want to hear, but they get sick of playing it. How quickly do you tire of your own material? How quickly do you need to freshen it up?
Immediately.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say it twice and I feel done with it. You kind of have to keep it evolving, otherwise you'll go crazy.
Do you test out your material on, you know, friends, family, behind the scenes and say, hey, does this work? Or do you just bring it out for the first time at a show and if they're not laughing, you know, okay, it doesn't work. And if they are laughing, okay, it does work.
Yeah, both. But at this stage, I like to think that I know what's funny ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I just take things to shows. But I also talk to friends. I'll be like, hey, what about this premise? Sometimes they'll help you out. Some of those jokes that I told had tags from other comedians. That's very normal for other
people. So just stealing other people's material. Is that what that means?
Yeah, they'll add. Yeah. Well, no, they'll add lines for you. Everybody, gotcha. Every person you've ever seen has tags from their friends. Or just, yeah, like little lines that they were like, why don't you try this? And the person's like, oh, I love it.
Carmen Legala, she's with us in studio here at 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Vermont native, former UVM athlete, we'll get to that momentarily, now a stand-up comedian. Well, I say now, but 8 years in the making, a stand-up comedian performing tonight at the Vermont Comedy Club downtown. Tickets, $8 to get in. So a couple hours from now, you're thinking of something to do. Vermont Comedy Club is the place to go. So I walk into a party. I tell someone what I do. Within 30 seconds, they're saying, what do you think the Red Sox should do here? What do you think the Yankees should do here? What should I do for my fantasy football team? You walk into a party. How quick until someone says, tell me something funny?
Ugh, what's the worst?
It is the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is the worst. I you know, I fell into that yesterday. We were hosting trivia night over at the Burger Bar in Colchester, just a stone's throw from here. And Sean Parker from the local 2244 News is the meteorologist. And he was there hanging out, and he was actually asking a couple celebrity questions. I immediately asked him, hey, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And I'm like,
oh,
I am that guy now.
Yeah, you're
him. I am that guy that Sean Parker's like, stop asking me about the weather probably. I was like, how quickly until someone says, tell me something funny? When someone says, tell me something funny, what's your answer? Do you just tell them a dark joke to get them away and scare them? Do you just say, I don't want to talk about it? How do you handle that?
I haven't had it happen in a really long time. I don't know. I don't know how it would happen. I'd be like, okay.
Never heard that one before.
Walk away? I don't know.
Is it better when the audience has multiple drinks in them or when they're coming in with a fresh slate?
Somewhere in the middle. Definitely not drunk. Those are the worst people. They're not even listening.
Do you ever get thrown off by the audience?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Even on Colbert, they clap, and that's very annoying.
Whenever I think about sports radio, I always think, hey, I should listen to a lot of other sports radio because it'll help develop my ideas and what are people talking about. And then part of me is like, I don't want to listen to any other sports radio because I don't want it to influence what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you watch other comedians? I mean, do you take stuff from other comedians to learn from or draw on what they're doing? Or do you say, no, I want to be totally my own person. I don't care what anyone else is doing.
I watch a ton of comedy. When people say that they watch comedy, I'm like, you have no idea. It's probably 6 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah, I'll watch. Well, I'll go out to mics and shows that I'll be, if I'm on like three shows a night in New York City, I'm watching as much of those as I can because they're my friends, or I just want to see what other people are doing so that I know what to avoid as well. Because you don't want to be hacked. I see comedians do the same material that I've seen other people do. It's because they're not watching.
Are there topics that are always inherently funny, and are there topics that you always stay away from?
No, I don't stay away from anything. Inherently funny. People tend to really love sex jokes. I mean, I think that's universal, but they'll also, that's the first thing that they're able to criticize. They're like, oh, I can't believe this person would talk about sex. And you're like, it's one of like three things that that is like, that's why we're all here. So
Carmen LaGalla, the show is tonight at the Vermont Comedy Club downtown. It's 8:30, so we'll let you go so you can start to prep for that set. $8 is the price to get in. You recently saw her on the Stephen Colbert Show. A UVM grad comes home tonight to the Vermont Comedy Club. Carmen, we appreciate the time. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.